Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Tenarche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Splitorf. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Otis reaches second base with a double. Potek goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis moves to third. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shall hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Patek reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Duncan for a passed ball. Piniella moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Odom, and towards Brown, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Piniella moves to third. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Rudy reaches third base with a triple. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Rudy scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff is 0 for 1 in the game. Splittorff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Patek hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Splittorff moves to second. Joe Horland now pitching. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 0 for 1 in the game. Ten Arche strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kirkpatrick for a passed ball. Duncan moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Brant Alia pinch hits for Joe Horland. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Hovley pinch hits for Cookie Rojas. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Piniella moves to third. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Piniella scores. Hovley moves to second. It's 5-1, Royals. Don Shaw now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hovley moves to third. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hovley tags and scores. Kirkpatrick tags and moves to third. Mayberry tags and moves to second. One out. It's 6-1, Royals. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Splittorff hits a line drive into right field. Jackson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Kirkpatrick scores. Mayberry scores. It's 8-1, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Potek strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brown. Otis reaches second base with a double. Splittorff goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Royals. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Knoop now playing second base. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Rudy hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Hendrick now playing right field. Ron Clark now playing third base. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Piniella hits a line drive into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Duncan is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Splittorff bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shaw moves to second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shaw scores. Splittorff moves to second. It's 10-1, Royals. Ron Hansen pinch runs for Freddy Patek. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 13-1, Royals. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom is 0 for 4 in the game. Sheinbloom strikes out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Piniella moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Piniella moves to third. Knoop moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Piniella tags and scores. Two outs. It's 14-1, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 16-1, Royals. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing shortstop. Angel Manghul pinch hits for Don Shaw. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris bunts towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Manghul now playing left field. Bob Locker now pitching. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Splittorff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker juggles the ball. That's an error on Locker. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 4 for 5 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Shine Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Clark reaches second base with a double. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 16, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.